Lola Milholland is trying to force down some breakfast at the Best Western off I-35, still wearing her scrubs and West Rest Haven name tag. She only slept a few hours Wednesday. She still can't believe what happened at the West Fertilizer Company. When the fire sparked at the plant, nursing home staffers had already decided to evacuate residents. They were in the middle of getting people out of bed when everything changed.
All of a sudden, it just blew. You could feel the force of the blast. It blew out the windows. The ceiling came down. Lights came down. The insulation came down. It covered the residents. There was debris all over.
Milholland instinctively dove over the nearest residence and got smacked on the head as a result. She wasn't seriously injured, so she jumped up to help.
I was checking around once it kind of settled a little bit, if it ever settles, and breathing in all this crap. And saw some of the other residents, they were covered, so I went over and uncovered the insulation off of them and stuff, and then started moving debris so that we could get the residents out.
90-year-old Johnny Sinculli was one of those residents. He was sound asleep when the explosion blasted his room apart, but he escaped with just cuts and bruises.
The roof came down. I was sleeping, I was covered up, and I had this arm out on top of the covers.
What did the building look like?
Oh, there ain't nothing left of the building. It's destroyed. It's destroyed. And I didn't evaluate all of it, but what I've seen of it, it's all gone. It's all gone.
The quick-thinking nursing home workers got Sinculli out fast, but phone lines were down, so his daughter, Susan Miklas, had no idea he was safe.
He had heard from one of the relatives that the nursing home had been leveled. So at that point, we assumed Dad was gone. And you know, can't put into words what that feels like.
She was overjoyed to learn that her father had escaped uninjured, but still, her heart is breaking.
The whole ordeal is tragic. It shouldn't have happened. Don't know why it happened, but it did. And a lot of people did lose lives. I know there's a number of firefighters that lost their lives.
And right now, lost lives and shattered homes are top of mind for most residents of West. A 50-unit apartment complex was wrecked, and up to 75 homes were damaged. Nurses' aide Lola Milholland and her husband were renting a place 3 football fields away from the explosion. There's not much house left.
It's toast. The walls kind of caved in and the doors have been blown off.
Right now, Milholland has no place to live and no job to return to. But in the face of all that, she's still found a reason to be grateful.
But through this whole ordeal, I felt God being there with us. Because it could have been so much worse with, you know, over 130 residents in that place that we got them out. Yes, yeah, some of them had injuries, but, you know, hey, there are injuries we can all live with, you know. Stuff can be replaced. People can't.
For KERA News, I'm Courtney Collins.